what's lost or waiting. Troubled mind, let me rest. My life is full, my heart is blessed. And still you put me to the test of losing and of gaining. Angel, come take my hand, hold me close. Let me land on my feet in the sand.
Bye. dressing up for church. Paint me praying for a little something in my purse. Saint Sebastian on the cross, all full of arrows. It's no great loss, no great.
An album that turns 30 years old this year, an album that I feel still remains a largely undiscovered gem of an album. It was 30 years ago that the folk rock duo September 67 created a career coming out of Charlottesville, Virginia. And at that time, the band that absolutely made it big coming out of Charlottesville, Virginia, was the Dave Matthews Band. Both bands performed at times together, but September 67, in my opinion, would appeal less to Dave Matthews fans, but more to fans of the Blake Babies, Patty Griffin, Lucy Dacus. There is just such heartfelt emotion to the songwriting that they do. They released one album, Lucky Shoe, like I say, 30 years ago, an absolutely inspiring album, but still an undiscovered gem. And that is one of the things Girlie So Groovy has existed for 25 years, to just throw that light on things that are undiscovered, but deserve a stage. In the middle, it is venerable Brooklyn indie rock quartet Big Thief. Their latest album, Double Infinity, came out just last autumn. We heard the title track from Big Thief. And then kicking off the set, we went back to the 1990s again for folk rock singer-songwriter Iris Dement. Sweet is the Melody. It's the opening track to Iris Dement's debut album, My Life. All right. When I talk about bluegrass, you probably automatically think of Nashville, and you're right in thinking that. But how about Calgary, Alberta? Bella White is a bluegrass singer-songwriter who now calls Nashville home, but originally is from Calgary, and she makes incredible music. Bella White, right now, here on, you know it, you love it, Girlie So Groovy.
Of a love that had come and gone. She didn't want me to go away. And the weight of the many tears she shed nearly woke me from my bad dream. And I broke when I realized that I was yet to fall asleep.
Thank you. you made in your image. See them starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe it. Dear God, so much to disturb everyone. I feel that I should be heard loud and clear. We all need a big
This is listener supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there that goes back to 1995. Yes, that is Sarah McLachlan, and she is doing a cover song of Dear God. Over 30 years later, just listening to those lyrics, I can't help but think how that song still holds relevance today. You can find that cover song from Sarah McLachlan at two different locations. You could find it on Sarah McLachlan's compilation album, Rarities, B-Sides, and Other Stuff. Or you can find it on the 1995 XTC Celebration compilation album, A Testimonial Dinner, The Songs of XTC. Of course, XTC, the band that originated Dear God, as well as other great songs like Senses Working Overtime, 25 O'Clock, The Good Things. But that is Sarah McLachlan doing Dear God. In the middle, it is an artist making her Girly So Groovy radio debut, Victoria, British Columbia folk singer-songwriter Rebecca Runions. Her latest EP is called Northern Forecast. We heard the opening song, Split, and then we started that set with music from Calgary, now Nashville-based bluegrass singer-songwriter Bella White. Broke, what is it again? Broke When I Realized. That's what it's called. Broke When I Realized. That comes from Bella White's debut album, Just Like Leaving. That particular album from Bella White, her debut album, Just Like Leaving, is from 2021, and in fact was included in our top 10 list back that year. I'm happy to report that Bella White has new music coming out. June 5th, her newest album, A Sign in the Weather, is on its way. Really hoping to get my hands on new music for you from Bella White. Well, friends, looking at the clock, that tells me it is my least favorite time of the week. We've come to the end of another Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or now the nearly full 25 years, I cannot say thank you enough. Girly So Groovy has been on the airwaves for a quarter of a century. Oof, that just blows my mind. We've been doing this from the University of Windsor at CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor and Detroit listening area since July of 2001. And since then, we are broadcasting proudly coast to coast across Canada and into the United States on your favorite community and campus radio station. You can also find Girly So Groovy absolutely for free online. 10 weeks worth of the program is on the website Mixcloud. Simply go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE, and you will find 10 episodes waiting for you to listen at your leisure. Press play, press pause, come and go as you like. Another great way for you to stay in touch with the show until next week is through our social media pages. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy or Instagram at GSG Radio. With both of those social media channels, you can post, you can see the posts of the playlists, as well as links to our Mixcloud listening page. And best of all, you can message me any requests you have for the program. I always want to know which Girly So Groovy artists are just not getting enough radio love. Speaking of which, one Toronto acoustic folk singer-songwriter that is about to make their Girly So Groovy radio debut is that of June Hawthorne. Their latest album is called Riddles. I'm going to leave you with the song, Oh, She Returned, which I promise to do next week. Until then, remember, this show is nothing without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's Jane Hawthorne closing out this week's Girly So Groovy.
And your dog, she roams along the tracks by the river we got across. Daddy long legs, he just had a crawl. In the dirt we plant our flowering thoughts. Oh, the ticks we had to squish, and all the women that we miss are the sticks that we gathered from the flood. Then we stay wide awake, brought together by the flame, and in the distance you saw a bird. Oh, she returned. And your truck, she runs on chilly oil and picks you up on the fly.
Deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
This is Bird Note. Dr. Clinton Francis is a sensory ecologist who studies how noise pollution affects birds, like this black-headed grosbeak. He says sounds from machines and vehicles can really disrupt bird behavior because, for most birds, their sense of hearing isn't very good.
Even though birds do rely on acoustics and hearing quite strongly, your typical bird hears about half as well as we do.
Birds rely on their hearing to sense predators and prey and for mating. They need to hear each other's songs and calls in order to communicate and find each other. That makes them very sensitive to noise pollution. Clinton says some species, like the black-headed grosbeak, will just avoid places that get too loud for them.
In our long-term study sites in New Mexico, where we've studied how noise from essentially the energy sector restructures bird communities, we see a complete loss of about one-third of species in noise-polluted areas.
But Clinton says there are lots of ways to help, from switching to quieter electric vehicles to using lawn equipment outside of morning hours when birds are singing the most. Rakes are strongly encouraged. Or just leave the leaves. Learn more about what you can do to reduce noise pollution on a Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tasha Lawson.
Hi, I'm Liz, and I broadcast on Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m. My listeners are my friends, whether I've met them in person or not. Being social creatures, people want to talk to each other and share stories, and meaningful social interactions with our friends make our days better. It means a lot to me to spend an hour every week with my friends, chatting and listening to music. Thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snuff, dude, and Gaffer, don't spin the hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snuff Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the limbo.